This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's...
You're a cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
I can't do the pepperoni late night because it gives me real bad heartburn.
The pizza doesn't give you, it's the sauce.
The pizza does, but the pepperoni is like next level. I try to keep the Tums, the chewable Tums.
Do you do them with the slice? Like, do you put them on the slice?
No, no, I do. I do. I try to do it before the slice.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
It just, that's what's the saying. Don't cut off your nose to spite your face.
Right. Well done, Wiggy.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what you're doing in this one.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
What is your go-to ice cream flavor? One flavor you...
The greatest flavor of all time?
One of the greatest treats of all time is fried ice cream. Have you ever had fried ice cream?
Now, see, now you're doing it again. You're answering your own questions.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who cares about Friday?
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
I'm ready whenever, Greg.
Oh, you are?
Yep, always locked and loaded.
I think that's what you said prior to the last match.
Yeah, but no,
And you didn't seem ready.
Pressure.
Are you as confident going into match two as you were going into match one?
Yes.
Okay.
You realize what you have to do in match two, though, right? You
lay the hammer?
You have to destroy court.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's all my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo. It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
What happened, Mike?
Happy Friday.
Yes.
I'll tell you, we are limping into the weekend with staffing levels at bare bones around here.
Wow. Oh, Greg, it's funny you say that. Has that been the case now for a couple of days?
Yes. It has.
Oh, it has?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. It would seem like a really, really bad day then to just like not tell anybody you're going to be really late.
Is there somebody who is running behind this morning who has screwed up your entire morning?
Maybe. There might be. It might be a bearded fella who's supposed to be in the studio behind me who's not nowhere to be found.
Who would that be?
That would be, I believe his name is Jackson.
I see.
Action so Jackson.
We all points bulletin being issued currently. Do we need one of those emergency broadcast system tests so as to alert people to be on the lookout for Jackson, who is not here where he's supposed to be this morning?
Oh, no. At 6:15, so 15 minutes before our show's about to, you know, fire off, I got a text, sorry, running a few behind.
All right.
That's it.
Okay.
He may be overconfident after winning the leadoff yesterday.
The fact you gave him back-to-back days of the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
Oh, he ended up winning the leadoff?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
You know what happened? There was a late vote surge. And so I don't know if it was bot-driven or if there's been an investigation, but it seems like in dramatic fashion, Jackson's like defeated Mitch. Like, there's no tomorrow, so...
A walk-off win?
Maybe a little overconfident after...
Could be it.
Yeah, it was a walk-off. A late-inning walk-off for Jackson, so...
Meeting John Malkovich will do that.
Shime, I'm sorry.
Like, I get it. Everybody's late sometimes, but, like, if I ever know that I'm going to be, you know, 5-10 minutes late at most, I tell him the day before. Shoot him a quick little text. Hey, bud, need you to make sure you're in 5 minutes earlier tomorrow just to take care of a couple things. That's all I ask. You know, just a little heads up, a little communication. That's all I want.
Well, this is an oversleep.
It's what?
This is an oversleep.
Yeah.
Because
it happens to Jackson on Friday mornings.
Yeah.
Wiggy, don't they make these things called alarm clocks?
They do.
Oh,
they
do. Interesting.
You know what Bill Parcells used to say, Coach?
He did.
Do you remember?
I remember.
Don't
let your night job affect your day job.
That's right. That's what he used to say.
I've gone hard many a night and show up on time.
Yes,
but
you
it's
do.
Definitely an oversleep because if it's a 15 minutes beforehand text.
Well, he really should.
Before the show starts.
Before the show starts.
He should be. What time do you like him to be here?
I don't know exactly what time he's technically scheduled to be here, so I won't make any comment on that. But I would have he was supposed to be here at least 15 minutes prior to when I got the text.
Okay, I see. All right. Well, probably on me somehow.
Definitely on you. You're the boss.
In the Twitch,
yeah, Greg, you're the soft one.
In the Twitch chat, Legacy Kills
says,
Greg, you got to run a tighter ship, and that could be. I'm open to it being on me. I don't know.
You're the boss.
I don't know. I am. I do my best.
Right.
I do my best. I oftentimes defer to the travel agent. Our bland manager, Ken Laird.
That's true.
Might need to tighten the reins a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, you can, by the way, watch this show on Twitch. You can participate in the aforementioned Twitch chat. You can watch this show on YouTube as well. And this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers, and they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And you can go see them tomorrow for the Faux Pay Trunk Show, which is happening, and experience the best in Italian elegance tomorrow at Springer's in Portland. Well, TJ Watt got a giant bag of cash yesterday. Got paid.
That he did.
That deal, Shime, means that he is the highest paid non-quarterback ever in the NFL. Am I correct about that?
That is correct, Greg.
That is correct.
Wow.
Not bad. 3 years, $123 million. So it's technically, because we talked about this, Shime and I brought this up yesterday. It's technically, what was his guarantee?
It's 108. I thought it was
108.
108.
Oh, 108 is guaranteed.
Yeah.
So it's 32 and change or whatever it is.
Yeah. And football always look at the guaranteed money. Right? Always look at that because that really gives you the idea because that's the money that the player will get. And then I guess if he's still balling in 2 years, who the hell knows? He probably wants a new extension if he's still doing things. And
he'll be 34 at the end of this contract.
Yeah. So maybe, you know, and if he's like if he's still one of the best pass rushers in the NFL, you know, who the hell knows? Maybe he's able to get him another 3-year deal.
If you're Trey Hendrickson, you have to be salivating after seeing this, right? You just know you're going to get paid, whether it's by the Bengals or another team. You know you are going to get an absolute bag,
right? You know you're going to get paid, but you also know like you got to be pissed because you're thinking to yourself, "All right, maybe I'm not T.J. Watt, but what the hell are you doing here? Mm. Why is Cincinnati?" And this is why I don't know what New England's doing. And I talked about it, whether it was T.J. Watt, whether Chime and I talked both about Trey Hendrickson, whether it's Terry McLaurin.
Micah Parsons,
like, why are you not? And maybe they are.
You don't think they're over there cooking on these deals? You don't think Elliot Wolf is cooking currently?
I don't know. I don't think so. And I don't put it on Elliot
Let
Wolf.
The man cook.
You put on Mike Vrabel?
Yeah. Isn't Vrabel the guy?
How many
people do you really believe Elliot Wolf still has?
I think Elliot Wolf believes that he still has some say in the matter.
But that's like Jaylen Brown thinking he's the number one. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's only in your mind. Like when I look at
what's cooking around here.
When I look at the Patriots. I truly believe that Vrabel is the final decision maker when it comes to trades, signing guys.
But when it comes to building these trades, Elliot Wolf's the guy. Like, he has to go out and do all the legwork, and then Vrabel just says yes or no.
Yeah, but I think Vrabel says to Elliot Wolf, hey, what can we give up? Let's give up this for, or let's pick up the phone and call Pittsburgh and say, we're willing to give up a first rounder for T.J. Watt. And this is just hypothetical. Yeah. I think that's Vrabel who's doing that, not Elliot Wolf.
I just don't know that they're going to – I don't think there's going to be an addition to this football team, a meaningful addition to this football team. I mean,
No.
Training camp
they have
starts,
so much cap space, though.
But they don't care about that.
Dumb.
Training camp starts Wednesday.
Yeah.
Trades sometimes happen in the preseason.
But you never, Wiggy's right. You don't hear their name mentioned when it comes to any of those who are gruntled or who might be available.
Right.
So, I don't know.
It's just like, and that's why I said, you know, and I'm kind of knocking Vrabel a little bit because I think he knows, like, all right, these guys that are gruntled, let's see if we can. And you've seen the Gruntle guys here recently get traded.
Yep.
We saw DK Metcalf get traded.
Yep.
We saw George Pickens get traded. So these guys, you know, if you put the right package together, a team was willing to move on from them.
You can shake them loose.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you can. So, all right. Well, $108 million guaranteed for TJ Watt, which is about, I would guess, about $100 million less than the soon-to-be ex-wife of the astronomer CEO is going to take home.
What a turn of events that was.
I know. We alluded to that briefly, I think, on the show early yesterday, but it absolutely blew up on the social medias.
Wow.
And, I mean,
Coldplay, huh? I never go to a Coldplay concert.
Well, it could happen anywhere.
Chris Martin up people's spots.
I don't think he was doing it.
Well, he had no idea.
I was going to do this as a lead, but it ended up. I was thinking about it as a lead at 11 o'clock, and it's been talked, dissected 8 billion times. But the people who are pissed at Coldplay, or people who are angry at the those who are commenting on it on social media, like saying leave these people alone. Like, I mean, they're grown adults, right?
Don't cheat on your spouses in public at a Coldplay concert, you dopes. That's like getting mad at the Celtics if you got caught on the kiss cam with your affair.
You know what they say, Greg? What happens in the dark always comes to light.
Yeah. Do they say that?
They do say that.
It wasn't technically the dark. I mean, I guess it was
a concert.
It was an outside concert at Gillette. And so, yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, also
the guy, like, if he had not made such a dramatic drop out of view.
You'd be crumpled to the floor?
If he just stayed, it's not like the two spouses, his and hers, were there at Gillette watching Coldplay and would have seen it on the Jumbotron. It would have just, it would have gone away.
Exactly.
It would have been a moment that didn't happen if the guy didn't go into complete panic mode. You know what I mean?
Turn him backs real quick. Like, yeah, what the hell's going on?
Like, remind me that I don't want him there if we're attempting something that is nefarious. Like, I mean, the guy crumbled immediately.
Right.
She did, too.
This is what I don't get. And criminals do it all the time, and I guess you get it, right? If you know you're living dirty...
Mm-hmm.
I go to a concert where there's a chance that you might get put up or go to a sporting event where there's a chance you might get put up on a jumbotron.
Or you run into somebody you know.
Right.
Well, I don't think... I'm guessing they don't care that much about...
Probably not.
I don't know enough about the... This is what was driving me crazy on social media, because you never know what people are going through and what
all right.
Maybe they have some kind of a understanding in their relationship.
If that's the case, then why are you freaking out when the camera comes?
Yeah, that's
like the dude crumpled like he just watched the 07 Patriots lose the Super Bowl.
Because if you don't care, like if you don't,
the only thing that he could have done worse was jump, like literally jump out of the luxury suite. Like,
yeah,
he almost did. I'm like scream and jump out. I mean, if you get caught red-handed, you got to try to play the role.
Handed the cookie jar.
Hey, what did Shaggy say? It wasn't me. If you don't care.
Oh, do you think he's still denying it? That would be all world.
I think he's
probably like, you know what, that guy, honey. Yeah. That dude who was at Coldplay who got caught on the Kiss cam looks exactly like me.
Come to find out, I actually have an estranged twin brother.
And also, the head of HR that he is holding in his arms looks exactly like my head of HR at Astronomer.
Coldplay, nah.
I mean, honestly, don't you wonder how many times the HR person who is scolding you for something that you're doing at work is apparently doing it themselves 10 times worse than you are.
Tough luck.
Right?
The video is classic.
Oh, God.
So good.
The friend's face who's beat red, like, next to her. Like,
well, that's the other thing, too. Like, there's other people in the suite. Like, I don't know what's going on.
That's not the friend. That's a woman who works there in HR that the lady who is allegedly having the affair had just given a promotion to. So she's in HR also watching the entire thing go down.
Right.
Pause. Wild. Absolutely wild.
The comments, like somebody went and searched out like their LinkedIn. Some of the comments are tremendous.
Not just hilarious athletes or entertainers.
I don't hold Coldplay responsible.
Nah, they
no.
That's not... Not Chris Martin.
They had no idea.
No. And he said it basically. I wonder if they're having an affair, because he thought it was so outrageous that the guy that they would panic like that and react. He never thought it was possible that they were having an affair.
Tremendous.
He was just like, no, I'm just tying my shoe real quick.
It's moments like this in life where you go, you can't script that.
All right. Well, we're going to get to leads coming up. Lead off today. Is Jackson going to... Oh, Jackson's arrived. Oh, there he is. All right. So, we could get Mitch. Mitch lost the lead off yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Can we find... Is College Tom... Or, sorry, Real Life... Now Real Life Tom around this morning?
I bet I could call him. Maybe he'd wake up.
I think Adult Tom does the midday.
He was on midday
yesterday.
Well,
he was filling in yesterday. That's true.
Yeah.
So he'll probably be awake.
Maybe go get Mark. From maintenance.
Mark Mangles, great guy. Probably has a really good lead.
We'll find somebody for a lead off.
I think we can do that.
If you want. I mean,
there's got to be somebody here. I know we're bare bones, Greg, but there's got to be somebody here that can do that.
I mean, because then Jackson would have the opportunity to knock down two in a row.
And be
the lead off champ.
Back to back.
So
it's hard to do.
All right, I'll find Shime. We'll find somebody for a lead off.
Okay.
So our lead's coming up. They said it at 7:20 on today's show, and we will certainly talk about the friend of Nick Saban who says he could be returning to football.
Wow.
So that there's also a Red Sox insider who is echoing what a brilliant person on this show has been saying about the effect of removing Jaron Duran from the clubhouse. Ooh. So we'll get to that and the rest of They Said It at 7:20. News at 7:45 this morning. And today's irrational fear is at the very top of my list of things that I am terrified of. And don't say the gym. What happened? How would I describe it? What happened to a patient in the MRI machine in New York?
Ooh.
We will get to that and the rest of the news a little bit later. And Acrobatic will wrap the sports week up at 8:45 this morning. So I hope you'll be here for that. And I always encourage you to leave a Hill Note on the Odyssey app on any topic, and we will play the best voice notes left by you back on this show at about 9:20 this morning on a Friday with the Red Sox back in action. Shime here to tell you everything that is trending right this moment.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
As Greg mentioned, the Red Sox are in Chicago to take on the Cubs today. First pitch, 2:20. Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call for you here, right here on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. The pregame kicks off at 1:20 with Joe Wild. Big contract news across sports yesterday. We mentioned already, T.J. Watt got paid by the Pittsburgh Steelers. The All-Pro defensive end got a three-year, $123 million extension, making him the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. The deal comes with $108 million in guaranteed money. The other contract that was signed yesterday that we haven't touched on yet, Celtics fans are going to be sad. Damian Lillard has signed a three-year, $42 million deal with the Portland Trailblazers, making his net salary being paid by both the Bucks and the Blazers for 25-26 to $70 million.
Right. But it's only 14 for Portland, so that's like a drop in the bucket. When you think about Dame Lillard, you could have had him for $14 million a year for 3 years, which I thought 3 years is perfect because the first year is basically a rehab year, and then you have him for 2 years, which you can then, you know, hopefully build your next championship team with Tatum and Brown.
Epic fail, I guess, by Jason Tatum. He was recruiting him.
Yeah.
So. Well, there had been rumors that Dame like wanted to go back home. He has family in Portland. It's like he made a life in Portland when he played for the Trailblazers for all those years. So like, I guess I get it. Like, clearly he didn't. Winning a championship wasn't the highest thing on his priority list, and I think that's why the Celtics didn't get him.
Probably was ready to sign with the Celtics, and then he saw a couple hundred people who had to walk through an MBTA tunnel for miles and miles and miles in the smoke and decided that he wasn't going to.
Or maybe he noticed the millionaire's tax. He's like, oh, I don't want to pay that.
Yeah, somebody alerted him to the millionaire's tax last minute. But I don't. Well, I wish this. I mean, it's a drop in the bucket. Like, were they not really in on him, the Celtics?
I don't know, but I got a question to ask for my lead about the Celtics.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Mm-hmm. That'll be after the leadoff.
Yeah, after the leadoff.
If we can find somebody to go up against Jackson.
Yeah, I think we could probably find somebody.
You think so? Yeah. I mean, it's not a lot of people here at this time of the morning. We'll find somebody.
Okay.
We'll make the leadoff happen.
Perfect.
Okay.
The Open Championship is underway, day two, underway at Royal Portrush over in Northern Ireland. Your current leader right now, Harris English, sits at 5-under. He's 1-under on the day so far. And then you have a whole slew of guys sitting at 4-under, just one stroke back. Some on the course, some have yet to tee off. Scottie Scheffler will not tee off today until about 10:10 this morning. Rory McIlroy, though, is out on the course. He's through four holes, 1-under on the day, 2-under so far on the tournament. Trending Now was brought to you by Cape Cod Lumber. It's never too early to start planning for your new deck and rail system from TimberTech. TimberTech is the number one premium advanced PVC and composite decking that captures the beauty of real wood. Visit CCL in Abington today to see a huge selection of TimberTech products or check us out online at cclco.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Friday, and Curtis and Courtney remain on flex, but back on Monday. And a couple things to address with each of them immediately at 6 on Monday. One being the resurgence of the Boston Red Sox, and we will address that with Chris Curtis.
Yep.
And the other being the challenge issued on the social medias from Courtney, right in the direction of Scheim, and the potential for match 2 at Granite Links. So a lot to get to with them when they return. This is DJ from Hyannis. Scheim, if you could, please.
How you doing, man?
DJ, what's up?
The gang, baby.
What's up, DJ?
You're saying my name. Listen, I'm going to switch what I was going to say.
What?
Let's do the Jacks.
DJ, I can't. DJ, what? Just slow down for a minute. What's up?
Oh, I wanted to switch my subject that I wanted to talk about.
Well, that's
Jackson
not good.
Jackson being late.
What?
No, Jackson being late. This. Let's come up with, call it Jackson off.
Okay. When was the last restart we did on this show? Do you want to go?
I don't know.
Do you want to go for a it's rare.
Yeah.
But do you want to go right back to the show intro and start all over again?
Yeah, you want me to just hit it right now?
I think he was trying to make...
Because I am sure hungry for...
No, you don't have to do that.
I think he was trying to make a joke.
Okay, but you gotta be ready. Like, this is your moment. I mean, it's 6:33 in the morning.
It is early for some people, though.
People are hoping to tune in and hear a vibrant phone call.
But then, you know, a lot of people, they form the joke in their mind.
They do.
But then actually spitting it out is a different
thing.
The
execution part.
Yeah,
I get that.
I think that's probably why comedians are so good at what they do. Yeah. They can spit it out so well.
All right. Well, I don't know what DJ wanted to say about Jackson, but Jackson is here this morning. Hello, Jackson.
Hello. Good morning.
What's up?
I have much shame.
You have shame?
I have a lot of shame.
What happened?
You know what? I don't know. This has been a problem with me my entire life. For one, every once in a while, the damn alarm, as loud as it friggin' is, will not wake me. It's just, it's a problem I've had forever, and it sucks. I woke up in the middle of the night with some stomach discomfort, so that might have, you know, screwed up my rhythm. So that's the only excuse I can think
of. Does your alarm
feel...
not wake up your fiance?
She fell asleep on the couch last night.
How many alarms do you set?
Three.
Wait, whoa. We were born at night, but it wasn't last night.
Right.
You set three alarms, and you didn't hear any of them? This is a frequent problem for you?
Not frequent, but consistent.
A texter points out you've been late once a week for the last...
That is not true.
I mean, weren't you... during a road show recently, you were. We were unable to find you.
There was one where I came in a couple of minutes late. Yep.
Mm-hmm. A couple of minutes, an hour and a half.
Was that... Hey, man, like I said, I feel shame. It's not... You know, and had I known, you know, 5 minutes before I known, I would have told you. But it just woke up, saw light. I woke up, saw light, and panicked.
Do you remember recalling hitting the snooze button?
No, I do not. That's the problem.
So here's the thing. You know, phones vibrate too. If you put it on like your bed next to where your pillow is, you'll feel the vibration too. That'll help wake you up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What was it that you ate last night?
What did I eat last night? Nothing specific. Nothing. Fish and chips.
Oh
yeah, lots of fried fish.
That could be the where the tummy discomfort.
That's exactly where it was. Yep. There was a rock in my stomach at 3 a.m.
Do you sleep with the phone right next to the bed?
Yeah, right on the nightstand because I'm a heavy sleeper, so I need it pretty loud.
So it was off when you got up because I would say put it a little bit further away.
So that, I can have to stand up.
That you have to when you hear the alarm going off. You have to physically get up to hit the snooze.
That's been one of the solutions. Yeah, I do have one of those clock radios that I used to do that to get up, you know, or walk across the room. But I thought I cured myself of these ailments, but not apparently not.
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna attempt to effect a leadoff, but we have to find somebody to go up against you. So I'm working on that. In the meantime, I would remind you that the Boston Red Sox are back. And it is a 2:20 first pitch, I believe, today in Chicago on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and on the Odyssey app. And this is a big one, Wiggy.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Cubs.
Yep.
And so I obviously anything less than a split is a problem. And you would love to see them win this series.
You can't split because it's only, what, three games, right?
One and a half. Is it three or is it four?
No, I think it's three games.
So you want to see them win this series?
Yeah, you'd like to. You'd like to see them win this series, and then you come out with...
You're going
to
believe that they're for real if they win this series.
Right. I think they're for real. If they lose this series, people will panic a little bit, but then they have the Phillies in the next series. And then they have to win that one. So, like, you can lose maybe the Cubs series, but you got to win the Philly series and then the Dodgers series. So you're in a position right now where I think all eyeballs are on the Boston Red Sox because of the way that they played going into the All-Star break. And all eyes are on them now because we know Cora's track record and this team's track record after the All-Star break. So I would say if you can win this series, that will take a lot of pressure off you as far as how fans are going to be viewing you.
If you win this series, from your perspective, does that change the approach when it comes to trade deadline in a week and a half?
Yeah, for me, my approach would have changed, you know, right before the All-Star break on that 10-game win streak. I would have did something now so I could have those pieces in place.
Correct, but they didn't do that. So
right.
I'm asking you, if you win this series, do you maybe feel more comfortable with you know, where you are pitching-wise and where you are positionally, where you don't have to part with somebody that you feel is of value, like Jaron Duran or Willier Abreu or you name the player.
I feel like if you win this series, then you should be actively trying to trade for somebody before the trade deadline even gets here. And if that means you got to part ways, you part ways. But if you don't have to part ways, then try your best not to. But you should be actively trying to, like Breslow has said a bunch of times, not just add a pitcher, but add a, damn, what was the word he used? An impact arm. Add an impact arm. So I would hope that if you win this series, he's trying to do that ASAP. And if that means you got to move on from Durant,
yeah,
then so be it. Mm.
There's apparently some in the organization that want Yandy Diaz, the first baseman from the Rays. And I like, to me, first base is not your, like, not your number one need. Like,
no.
Those guys are doing a pretty honest Abe, doing a pretty good job platooning over there. Like,
yeah,
I like
first base thing.
And also, do you want to trade with somebody who maybe you might be competing against when it comes to the wild card that's in the division?
For me, that doesn't bother me at all. I'm just,
you don't care about that.
Yeah, I just think I'm with you. The first base position, that's like the number one need of this team. The number one need of this team. And I heard Jones and Keith talking about this yesterday, and they brought up a really good point. Is other than Crochet, who do you have 100% confidence in as a starting pitcher that they're going to be able to keep up what they're doing? So they basically said, is Bayo doing what we expect he can do, or is he going to come down to earth a little bit? The same with Giolito. And if they are, don't you feel like you have to add another impact on? Or do you believe what we see from Giolito and Bayo, that's who they are?
I mean, I would like to believe that it's that they have reached the point after struggling, both of them, mm-hmm. where they've got it together and they figured it out and they're going to be what they are for the rest of the season. So I would like to believe that. But if you want insurance, then you're going to have to go out and you may have to part with somebody that you don't want to part with.
Right.
I would say.
And that's kind of how I feel at this point with both of them.
Shine, let's get to, coming up, we'll get to a leadoff. You got to find somebody for that. And then at 7:20, they said it. That's a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday in sports, including on the Red Sox. Insider who says that if you trade Jaren Duran, you may create a massive issue when it comes to the guys who are in that clubhouse. And a friend of Nick Saban who says he could return to football. So all of that coming up on the Friday Greg Hill Show at WE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah. Mark Knopfler, Dire Straits, mm-hmm. Money for Nothing. So I think during the break,
mm-hmm.
I figured out a solution when it comes to the leadoff.
Okay.
And Shime and I figured this out. And you know what, by the way, the great thing about this is, not only will it allow us to have a leadoff, Jackson versus somebody else, but it also, I think, could help answer one of the biggest dilemmas that our society is facing right now. Am I correct about that, Shine, based on what you and I decided during the break?
I think it could, Greg.
Okay. So we need to, in order to do this, we need to get to Jackson's lead so that you have a moment or two to do something.
Correct.
Am I correct about
yes.
that?
Yes.
Okay, Wiggy.
I'm interested.
Huh?
You got me on the edge of my seat.
Do I have your attention?
You got me hooked.
Okay. All right, go ahead and go. You have to go do that right this second? Okay. Do you want me to tell you or do you want me to surprise
no,
you?
No, I like the surprise. I like everything.
You like the element of surprise.
Yeah, I don't like to. I like to be so I can react naturally.
Okay. I have a competitor for Jackson.
All right.
When it comes to the leadoff. And the leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. Make this summer a Subaru summer in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
I love this job.
You love this
because
job?
You never know what happens.
Yeah, the thing is, though, I wonder if people need to know in advance so that they can properly judge Jackson's lead.
Oh, see, I don't know what...
Jackson ended up winning the leadoff yesterday because there was a late surge in voting.
Yes.
Kind of like the several presidential elections where I think they discovered some votes last night. So Jackson won the leadoff yesterday handily over Mitch, which is... Jackson, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
But, Sean, you know what's going on. Should I tell people in advance, or should we just let Jackson do his lead and then inform everybody?
We can let Jackson do his lead and then fill everybody in.
Okay. All right, Jackson, good morning.
Oof. More pressure today than yesterday,
uh-huh.
I think. Wow.
Uh-huh.
I still feel shame.
Uh-huh.
But so I've had this this lead tucked in my back pocket for a couple of weeks now. I haven't been sure if I wanted to unleash it on the world, but today I feel like I need a miracle, so here we go. A couple of weeks ago, my dad and I, we were down at my cousin's house down in Plymouth at a little party, and it went, you know, pretty late, and so, and I was pretty tired. I had woken up, in the morning and gone to work on time that day, and so my dad drove home. So we're driving home, we're on 3A in Plymouth on the way home at night, and there's a line of cars in front of us. Like, you know, it gets stopped, and there's a bunch of cops around, there's some orange barrels, looks like there's some street work being done. So there's a parking lot on the right, and the main road's closed off. The cops are sending people into the parking lot to circumvent the road work and go around the work. Because it was a little island, you could just go around and then, you know, be on your merry way. So my dad didn't notice that the cops were sending people into that parking lot and kind of tried to go straight through the line there of the road work. Cop sees him do it. Stops him, gets a little bit mad. You know, he rolls down the window, says, "Sir, you have to go this way like everybody else. Why don't you go back to, you know, go to the back of the line and start over?" So we do. It's a little bit of a curve in the road. We turn around. We go maybe, I don't know, quarter of a mile down the road to turn around, go back and get ready to wait in the line of cars. We get back there. This is maybe 30 seconds later. There's nobody there. No cops, no lights, no cones, no traffic barrels. No traffic. It was like there was a dozen people there, a whole thing happening at night, and then we turn around, we come back 30 seconds later, there was nobody. I am now convinced of the existence of some kind of either ghosts or spirits or
alternate world,
alternate dimensions, or something weird happened that night.
Uh-huh.
My dad and I, both of us, we weren't, and I was tired. I wasn't. I'm not drinking. He doesn't drink.
Wait. You just said you were partying.
Partying as in having a good time with family, not like not drinking.
Okay. So you believe it was some kind of a apparition, like a police. Like from another,
it had to be
like another dimension.
It had to be another universe. Something there may have happened in the past.
Right. Yeah. Were you reluctant to share this because everybody would think that you're bonkers?
Yes.
I understand that.
But I mean, if it was just me seeing it and me remembering it like this, then I can understand you. You know, having questioning me.
Mm-hmm.
But two people seeing it, and you know, my dad has no reason to not. Say what happened.
Maybe the two of you survived an attempted alien abduction.
Ooh.
Could be it. I feel like it's somewhere like it was Jackson's alternate universe, like they went through this pocket time.
It could be that, or it could be the shrooms.
Yeah.
I mean, in the real world, how long does it take to clear up 12 to 14, 15 cars?
It would take quite some time, I think. Not 30 seconds.
Not 30 seconds.
No.
I mean, that's...
It was very bizarre, and I know it sounds weird, and I know it sounds concocted, but there's no reason for me to make something up like that. It's just something that happened, and it was weird.
All right, so that's your lead.
That is
and
my
you
lead.
Want to stand with that one when it comes to the lead-off.
Well, proving the existence of ghosts is a pretty big thing, I think.
You're the defending champ.
Right.
Everything's on the line here. Okay. Would you like to know who Jackson is going up against?
Sure.
Okay. Jackson his lead is up against the lead of ChatGPT this morning.
Okay.
Now, Shime, you ready over there?
I am ready, Greg.
Okay, so you simply entered into the artificial intelligence what would be a good lead for today. Is that how you did this?
That is correct, yeah. And okay. So ChatGPT came up with a couple options.
Okay.
And this, I felt, was the most compelling.
Okay. So Jackson, essentially, this is... What I was talking about earlier, one of the biggest dilemmas that we have in society is man v. robot.
Mm-hmm.
And can the robot actually do the things that human beings can do?
Right.
So we can solve that right now if this lead is better.
Right.
If this lead is worse, then we will know that humans still somehow have an advantage over the machines.
Right.
We can still continue to rage against the machine.
And especially when the human is Jackson,
uh-huh.
then we feel really good about the machines.
All right, let it rip.
A massive scandal broke out as a sports memorabilia dealer admitted involvement in a $350 million fraud and forgery scheme, raising alarms across the collectibles and fan communities. The case centres on Brett Lemieux, a sports memorabilia dealer operating under the name Mr. Man Cave, based in Westfield, Indiana. Law enforcement raided his warehouses in mid-July 2025, confiscating millions of items and loading semi-trucks with seized goods. Lemieux publicly admitted in a detailed post on the Facebook group Autographs 101 that he sold over 4 million items, generating more than $350 million in revenue, nearly all composed of forged autographs and fake holograms. Mm. He claimed that up to 95% of autographed items attributed to elite athletes in circulation might have originated from him. According to Lemieux, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of fake cards and holograms were stored at these locations. Some estimates placed it between $500 and $700 million in value.
Wow.
Very interesting, Lee. Thank you.
Yeah.
Greg, there's actually even been a quick update. If you would mind, ChatGPT wanted me to add this because there has been an update.
Humans never update their leads immediately upon completing the lead.
ChatGPT was doing research, found an article from the New York Times, and felt the need to also just add this in because it is important.
Spot on subject, by the way.
Excellent subject.
Sports memorabilia fraud.
Yeah.
Spot on.
Pretty good.
From the robot.
Right.
I mean, maybe not disproving or proving the existence of another dimension or whatever.
Or ghost or whatever.
Right, but pretty good. All right, update.
Hold on, ChatGPT's loading.
The situation has turned deadly as police found a man with a self-inflicted gunshot wound in the midst of executing a search warrant involving the counterfeit scheme, according to a statement from the Westfield City Government.
Wow.
So the guy offed himself.
So that was millions and millions of dollars when it comes to fraudulent sports memorabilia perpetrated by one individual, making you question whether or not the autographed 8x10 that you got of Jermaine Wiggins is actually a legit autographed 8x10 of Jermaine Wiggins.
Well, generally, those I hand out to the people. They get it straight from me.
Are you impressed with ChatGPT?
I am.
Are you impressed with Jackson?
Jackson's leads are always, they have you thinking.
Okay, so we're going to throw a poll up. Yeah. Is that how we're going to do it? All right, we'll throw a poll up on the social medias, and we'll see. In the Twitch chat, they say that she wins because of the British accent.
Yeah, the British accent will always do it for you.
Nice touch.
Does that do it for you?
Jackson should have did his lead with a British accent.
yes, he should have. And he could redo it in a British accent, or maybe not. All right, we will take a break. Please weigh in on the leadoff, and we'll get to the actual real leads next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.